going on, Dog Pound? I'm Andrew Gribble, and this is your 2-Minute Drill presented by University Hospitals. Last week, it was announced that a whopping 14 Ohio State players are going to be among the 300-plus players represented at the NFL Scouting Combine in Indianapolis. Now, what does that mean for the Browns? It means it's going to be harder to avoid Ohio State in this year's upcoming NFL draft. The Browns have not drafted an Ohio State player since 2009. That was second-rounder wide receiver Brian Rabisky. Over that time, 34 Ohio State players have been drafted. 6 of them have gone to the Browns' rival Pittsburgh Steelers in the AFC North. Which brings us back to this year, where 6 potential Ohio State players could be off the board as soon as the first round comes to an end. The leading man in that class is Ohio State defensive end Joey Bosa, who didn't put up huge sack numbers in 2015, but was a disruptive force who promises to fit in any kind of defense that wants to work him in with the NFL. Other Ohio State players that could be off the board in the first round, defensive back Eli Apple, safety Von Bell, offensive lineman Taylor Decker, and running back Ezekiel Elliott. Which brings us back to the Browns, who will have the number 33 pick and the first pick in the second round if they don't go with a Buckeye with that first pick in the draft. An intriguing possibility at that spot, wide receiver Michael Thomas, a 6'2", 210 wide receiver that fits the bill of the kind of outside receiver the Browns may have lacked in recent years. Will he be around for the Browns to take at number 33? Probably. Will the Browns be looking at that position at number 33? Possibly. Though pass rusher, offensive lineman, defensive back, you name it, that could be a position addressed on the first pick of the second day of the NFL draft. For more NFL draft coverage and everything else, check out clevelandbrowns.com and the Cleveland Browns mobile app. Here we go, Browns!